Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do exalt the Lord. We exalt the Lord on tonight. We exalt him for his goodness. We exalt him tonight for his grace. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For each and every one of you on tonight that have joined us and are joining us for the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful day in the Lord on today. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you receive the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We pray, amen, that you took time out to be with the Lord on today. Amen. And all of this craziness and everything that's going on, oh, it's important that we take time to steal away with Jesus. Amen. We must do it. We must do it. We must do it. Amen. It's for our sanity's sake. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one on tonight that are joining us. Glory to God, whether you are joining us via radio or you're joining us via Facebook, our Facebook page, Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. For those that perhaps may not be able to get on, we just want to let you know that you can listen live. Even as we're broadcasting, you can listen, amen, on our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Amen. So tune in if you're not able to get in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. However, if you would like to be an active participant of the broadcast, you will need to dial in. And that number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. For everyone that is coming in, we would like to ask you, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone, turn around and invite someone to come and listen to the broadcast with you on tonight. Amen. Just text somebody. Amen. Text a couple of people. Glory to God. Everybody may not come, but to whom the Lord has divinely ordered to be here tonight, they will be here. So if you will, go ahead and text someone, tell them to come on in and be a part of the Prayer News Network on tonight. Amen. Text them. Amen. We got to compel them to come. Amen. We must compel them to come. Amen. Glory to God. So again, go ahead and compel someone to come, a couple of people, tell them to come on in and be with us. Tell them to come on in and be a part of the broadcast with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank God for you, each and every one of you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen. Jesus, we do. Listen, people of God, we just count it an honor. Amen. To be able to serve you. Amen. We just bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. We glorify him. We want to thank God for all of our listeners, each and every one. We just thank God for you. And we always want to, in particular, acknowledge our international listeners. We thank God for you. We thank God for our continental U.S. listeners as well. But we thank God for our international listeners. Amen. And we always like to call out a few to just acknowledge you and to let you know that we're grateful that you are tuning in, that you are following us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And we thank God for South Africa and Jamaica, West Indies, amen, Philippines, Australia, Pakistan, amen, picking up Pakistan, glory to God, Iraq, India, South Korea, China, Russia, amen, the Ukraine, Spain, New Zealand, the Netherlands, amen, Mexico, Madagascar, amen, Denmark, Germany, Italy, Ireland, amen, France, the UK, amen. Thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Amen. But we always want to take time out to acknowledge all of our listeners. Amen. Like we said, in particular, those that are listening from across the way, so many time zones or perhaps away. But we thank God for you. Thank God for you tuning in with us. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. And we pray that you are getting just what you need. Amen. We pray that you're getting the food that you need. Amen. Here at the Prayer News Network Outreach Ministry, glory to God, we're not a church, but we're global. We are connecting around the world. Amen. And we thank God for the ability to be able to do that. Amen. Through technology. Amen. So we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. We just thank God that you are joining us. We want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. He's the head of our lives. Amen. He's the head of this line. He's the author and the finisher of this work. Amen, Jesus. And here we are serving, amen, in the Lord's business. So we thank God, amen, that he has entrusted us with his business. Glory to God. And we endeavor to move forth in the spirit of excellence, amen, that the Lord will be pleased, that souls will be saved, that you will be blessed, amen, and that you'll come back, not only come back, but tell others about us. We bless the Lord tonight, amen. I want to thank God for my leaders, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. He's our celestial intercessor. Know that he's praying for us, praying for this line, praying for this work. Amen, Jesus, that it will continue to go forth in the earth. We want to thank God tonight for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. We give God thanks for him, honor, and praise. Glory be to God. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord on tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. We just give God thanks tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. We thank God for our advisors on tonight. People of God, we couldn't do it without them. Amen. We just thank God for them holding their place and their space. Thanking the Lord for their prayers. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for our celestial intercessor now. Amen. Glory be to God, none other than Prophetess Paula Edward. Amen. We thank God for her life. Amen. For her time served here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. She's gone on to be with the Lord. But we know that she has, amen, Prayer News Network in her heart, in her spirit. And we know that she's praying for us. Amen. She declared several things that the Lord would do. Amen. And it's already done. It's already settled. Amen. So we thank God for her on tonight. We want to thank God tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Stanford. Amen. Thank God tonight for Glory to God Minister Ali. Thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For our two co-hosts. Glory be to God. Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Hogs, blessing the Lord tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Bond, glory to God. Thanking God for them. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For, glory to God, even part of our outreach as well. Glory to God, though you probably receiving calls from her and from Minister Emmanuel. Amen, Jesus. That's none other than Evangelist Renee Jones. Amen. Glory to God. Out there in the hedges and the highways, thanking the Lord for her. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for, glory to God, Sister Robin. Amen, Jesus. She's our songbird. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Thanking the Lord for so many others. Amen. That are, amen, stepped up and helping to move this work along. We thank God for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. That have come. Amen. To the forefront. Amen. Jesus, Mother Eloise. Thanking the Lord for her. Thanking the Lord for Evangelist Gail. Thanking the Lord for Elder Packer. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for Missionary Fan. Thanking the Lord, glory be to God, for, amen, Mother Elder. Glory to God, amen. We just thank God for these women of God, amen, because they're yielding themselves, amen, that this work may go forward. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, no hidden motives, no hidden agendas, amen, but availing themselves in the work of the Lord, amen. So we thank God for them, amen. Thank God for Sister Chelsea, amen, helping out when she can. Amen, Jesus, we thank God on tonight, amen, for our converts, amen, Sister Clarissa Lowe, Sister Chandra, amen, Jesus, Sister Anita, amen, so many, amen, that have, amen, been converted and have come now to help move the ministry forward. Amen. So many others, glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for our praying mothers. Amen. Thank you, the Lord, for Mother Reed, Mother Hogs. Amen, Jesus, for Mother Borum. Amen. Just thanking the Lord for these women of God. Amen. Thanking God for the pastors. Amen. The men of God that have come forth here on this line. And that are praying for this work, praying that the will of the Lord would be done, believing, trusting God that the will of the Lord would be done. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. We're just grateful. We're grateful tonight. Amen. We're grateful. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Just want to thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, for God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Jesus, we just want to give God thanks as well. Amen. For Evangelist Smith. Amen. Jesus, out of Tortola. Thank you, the Lord, for her. Amen. Jesus, she's sitting in the cut. Amen. But we thank God she's going to step forward. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I just put her on the spot right there. Amen. But we bless the Lord for her. Amen. For her. Amen. Guidance. Amen. Glory be to God in the work as well. Amen. People of God, you can't do it by yourself. Amen. You can't do a work like this of this magnitude by yourself. Glory be to God. There is no way. I wouldn't even try to do it by myself. Amen. But I thank God for these men and women of God that the Lord has placed. Amen. With the resources, with the knowledge and the understanding. Amen. Jesus, to move forward. Amen. In the spirit of excellence. Amen. In the heart of God. Amen. So we thank him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I hope it didn't leave anybody out. Amen. But we just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight. And so much so, we thank God for our faithful speakers that come and avail themselves. Amen. I'm telling you, it's such a blessing. Amen. Many of them holding down churches, holding down ministries, but they still avail themselves to come and be a part, and we're just grateful for that. Amen. Just loving God, amen, in love with his people, glory to God, and just come to avail themselves, amen, that someone may hear the voice of God, amen, that someone may yield, glory be to God, that someone may see the light, glory to God, and come forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Someone may be saved, amen. So we just thank God on tonight. We bless him, amen. We bless him on tonight, amen. Truly, again, God is great. He's greatly to be praised, amen. Jesus, we just bless him on tonight, amen. We just bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Truly, people of God, had it not been the Lord on our side, we do not know where we would be. We don't know where we would be, amen, because we know that the enemy had a gruesome plan for us, amen. But we thank God for his grace. We thank God for his covering. We thank God for his shielding, amen. We thank God for his divine purpose for us, glory to God, that we're able to walk, amen, Jesus, in the escaping way because he's already provided a way of escape for each and every one of us. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight again. Amen. Jesus, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. As we've already said, amen, we've been here 502 days now. Amen. And we have over, amen, we have close to 500, amen, messages. And tonight, people of God, we're going to be rebroadcasting. And it gives us a great honor to be able to do that, because these men and women of God, they come, amen, they bless us, amen. And then I tell you, I never really saw the value of taping or recording messages. I knew that it was good, amen, but now I see the value in it, glory to God, because you can go back and you can listen, amen, glory to God, and you can get something out of it that you didn't get before. You can be blessed, glory to God. Listen, people of God, this is by spirit, amen, glory to God. We're coming to this line, glory to God. We're listening, we're hearing, we're coming, amen, listening by faith, glory be to God. But people of God, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's by faith, amen. It's by faith that we hear this word, glory to God. So depending on where we are, depending on what the Lord is doing with us at a particular time, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, what he's saying to us, amen, that will cause our ears to be sharpened, to hear what the Lord is saying, amen, Jesus, in a particular time. And I tell you, we've been getting, amen, some residual blessings, amen, by the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him again. We thank him, people of God. And at this time, we ask that you bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Amen. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we pray that you got your pencil and your paper. Glory to God. We pray that you got your pencil and your paper on tonight and that you're ready to hear from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Let us, amen, Jesus, again, bring our hearts and minds in and go before the throne of grace on tonight.
The recording has started.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your goodness and your mercies. Hallelujah. We just come to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just come yet again to say thank you. We come yet again, oh God, to bless you. Glory to God. For you are God, and besides you, there is none other. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for you are the true and the living God. And Father, we bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. We come, glory to God, in humble submission on tonight. We come, glory to God, because we need you. Father, we need you now more than yesterday. We need you, oh, glory be to God. We need your guiding hand. We need your touch, oh, God. And we're asking that you touch us yet again in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight, glory to God. We're coming empty, oh, God, asking you to fill us yet again. Fill us up again, oh, God. Fill our cups. Glory to God. Let us overflow in the precious name of Jesus. Father, fill us on tonight. Fill our thirsting soul. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, fill us as only you can. Fill us, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we're asking that you would touch us yet again. Touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Have your way within us. Have your way, glory to God, on this night. Have your way, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Have your way, glory to God, upon this line. Have your way upon these airwaves on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would, glory to God, we're asking that you would forgive us of our sins. Fill us higher. Oh, God, forgive us of our sin on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will pardon our iniquities. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, in anything and everything that's not like you on tonight. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you will take it out, oh, God. We're asking you to shine the light upon us. Glory to God. Shine your glory light upon us on tonight. Glory to God. And those things, oh, God, that are within us that should not be. We're asking that you would take it out tonight in the name of Jesus. Take it out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Cause your righteousness to be revealed within us in thy precious name, oh God. Cause thy righteousness, cause thy holiness on tonight, cause thy truth on tonight, cause it to be revealed in us, oh God, in the precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory by my Messiah. Glory to God. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. We're asking that you would touch us yet again in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon the altars of the heart of your people on tonight. Father, we're asking you to look upon us tonight. Father, and we're asking you to meet every need in the name of Jesus. Father, for you know what we have need of before we even ask. And we're asking you this night, oh God, to look upon the altar. Glory to God. Oh God, look upon the needs. Look upon the desires in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we're asking you to move. We're asking you to move tonight. We're asking you to heal tonight in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to heal the body tonight. Heal the soul tonight. Glory to God. We're asking you to revive and quicken our spirits on the night. We're asking you to sanctify us. Glory to God. Father, sanctify us tonight. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us by thy word. In the precious name of Jesus, sanctify us, oh God. Sanctify our minds. Transform our minds on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, God, touch tonight. Touch the soul on tonight. Touch the hurting soul in the name of Jesus. Touch the grieving soul in the name of Jesus. Touch the wayward soul in the name of Jesus. Father, do it all tonight. Oh, glory be to God. That wandering soul on tonight, we're asking you to touch tonight. For you are the restorer in the name of Jesus. You are the restorer of the broken places in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the hurt on tonight. Father, we're asking you to touch. We're asking you to touch tonight. Go way down on the inside and touch tonight. In that precious name, Master. Oh, glory be to God. We're asking you to do it tonight. For you're the healing balm of Gilead. And we're asking you to do it tonight. In the souls of your people. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Father, let us not come. Let us not come to this line. Let us not come in vain. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. But Father, we're asking you tonight to quicken your people. Quicken in faith tonight. Quicken the faith of your people. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, Father, do it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Elevate tonight. Elevate the mind. Elevate the heart. Elevate the expectancy in thy precious name. Elevate the expectancy in the name of Jesus. Father, do it all tonight. Oh, glory be to your name. Do it as only you can. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to touch high by higher. Oh, glory to God. Draw your people nearer. Draw your people nearer unto thee. Oh, glory be to God in the midst of a pandemic. But draw your people nearer. Glory to God. Nearer to your heart. Nearer to your desire. In the precious name, Jesus. Nearer unto thee. Oh, glory to God. Cause your people to feel your love. To feel your compassion. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, gosh, I'm going to say, oh, God, don't go tonight. Oh, God, don't stick with COVID. In the precious name, Jesus, we exalt your name against COVID on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight to break the bands of COVID, break the bands of wickedness. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, and set your people free. Set your people free. Give somebody a suddenly on tonight. A sudden healing on tonight. A sudden deliverance on tonight. Father, do it for your people in the name of Jesus. Father, do it for your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the suddenly on tonight. Thank you for breaking the band. Thank you for breaking the band. Oh, God, thank you for breaking the fevers on tonight. Oh, God, thank you for breaking the tiredness on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, give somebody a suddenly on tonight. A sudden healing. Glory to God, a sudden deliverance. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. Cause them to get up, oh, God. Oh, God, out of the bed of affliction. Cause them to move forward, oh, God. Hiya. Get up higher. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for meeting the needs of your people all over the world. Thank you for meeting needs of your people all over the world. Thank you for meeting the needs. Ha-ha. Yemosha. Oh, God, all over the world. Father, we thank you. Glory to God in the north. the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, we thank you for doing it tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for making a way out of no way. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Hey, God, Yandahaya. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for opening doors that the enemy has shut. But we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for opening doors, oh God, righteous doors, doors of blessings, doors of miracles, doors of signs and wonders. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for doing it, oh God. We thank you for doing it right now. We thank you for doing it right now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you, glory, Amen, God. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you, glory be to God. Thank you for moving for your people. Thank you for moving upon your people all over the land. Father, we thank you. Thank you for making ways. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for doing it, oh God. Father, and we pray higher. Oh God, we declare we shall praise you. Oh God, we shall praise you. We shall praise you. Oh God, we won't take your glory, Father, but we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We honor, we glorify you, your matchless name on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you for your word on tonight. Your word, oh God, that shall come forth. For your prepared word, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your prepared word on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. We honor you now. We glorify you. Glory, Amashe, God. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for your work, oh God, that you've begun in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you now. We bless you now. We honor and we glorify you. Glory be to God. We declare on tonight that we won't take your praise. We declare on tonight that we shall give you glory, all the glory due unto you. Glory to God for the great things that you've done. Father, we bless you. We thank you. In our precious name, Jesus, we thank you. We actually bless God tonight, our speaker. Glory to God, wherever he may be. Father, we speak a blessing. We declare a blessing over his life on tonight. For we thank you tonight for the word declared. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your choosing in this hour, for this broadcast. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for your great salvation all over the land. Thank you for saving your people. Oh God, we ask you to open the ears of your people. Cause them to hear your voice. Cause them to hear your call on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, cause them to feel your heart for them on tonight. Glory to God, that all might be saved and that none would be lost. Father, for we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you this night in thy precious name. Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. For the comforter, God, that you sent to comfort us, to lead, God, and direct us into all truth and into all righteousness. Father, we bless you now again. We thank you. We praise you now in that precious name. Jesus, every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. Amen, somebody. Amen. Again, we give God thanks. Again, we give him praise. Amen. We bless him. Amen for what he's done. We bless him for all that he's doing. Amen. Truly, we can say that the Lord has done us well. Amen. Truly, we can say that the Lord has done us well. Amen. And before, amen, we amen, prepare for the word on tonight. We just want to ask you again, people of God, go ahead and invite someone. Amen. Invite someone to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Invite them to come. Glory be to God. Invite them to come. Amen. And be with you on tonight. Amen. We are excited. Amen. We are excited. Amen. As we stated, we are rebroadcasting on tonight. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. And we are going down to Portal, Portal, Georgia. Amen. Down to Portal, Georgia. Amen. There's a young man down there. Oh, my goodness. I pray that we can get him to come and sing for us sometimes. He's a hard-working young man. But, oh, my God, you talking about got a voice, a heavenly voice from on high. Glory to God. You talking about do a devotion. Glory to God that just won't wait a minute. Listen, everything in the house, amen, be moved. Hallelujah, when this young man, amen, begins to give God praise, amen. He get in his zone, amen, and he start praising the Lord, amen. And I'm telling you, glory to God, it makes you, it moves you, amen, to give God praise too. Prayerfully, as I stated, amen, we can get him to come, amen, at some point, amen, and just sing for us sometimes, amen. Glory to God, I'm telling you, has a golden voice. Amen. But tonight, amen, again, we're going out to Portal, Georgia, amen, by way of End Time EPC, End Time Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. Jesus, tonight, people of God, amen, we're going to be blessed, amen, glory to God, with the voice on tonight of this young man of God, evangelist, amen, minister, evangelist, servant of the Most High, amen, Jesus. Minister Evangelist Enrico Lowe. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Am I coming through?
Yes, you sound really good. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We do honor the Lord tonight for his goodness. We honor the Lord for his mercy. We honor the Lord for all of the wonderful, great things that he's doing. Amen. We just appreciate it. He deserves all of the glory tonight, and he deserves all of the praise in spite of everything that is happening around us, in spite of everything that is going on around us. Our God is yet still worthy. Our God is yet still worthy to be praised and to receive the glory and the honor. Amen. The protocol has already been established, but tonight we do honor our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, which is the head of our life tonight. I do give honor to my chief apostle and prophet, Dr. S.D. James, which is the overseer and apostle of the S.D. James Evangelic Association. We do honor our first lady tonight and to my jurisdictional prelate, Apostle D.D. Taylor, to our shepherd mother, Taylor, and to my honorable pastor, Pastor Henry Freison and First Lady Freison. Tonight we do honor the Lord to my sister tonight, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley, and to all of those that work hand in hand with her, and for the Prayer News Network, and what God has been doing, for the wonderful testimonies that I have heard that have taken place on the Prayer News Network. God is doing a mighty work, and tonight I'm so glad just to be a part of what God is doing. Amen, God is doing a work throughout in the earth, and I'm so glad to be a part of this move of God. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the time tonight. We're going to go into the Word of God. But before we go into the Word of God, we're going to touch the throne of grace, that God would just speak a word unto his people tonight. Amen. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to today. Is that anybody's testimony tonight? I need the I come God, tonight. I just appreciate you. Father God, tonight, I give you the glory. Tonight, God, we come just one more time just to give your name the praise. Father God, we come one more time to just tell you, God, how much we love you, how much we appreciate you. For God, for the many great things that you're doing, God, and for what you're about to do right now. Father God, we say thank you. God, we say, Lord, just come upon this line and just move by your spirit tonight. God, somebody came on this line tonight because they needed a word from the Lord. God, they come from far and near, God, on this line with different situations. And God, tonight we bring these situations before you tonight, God, knowing that you have all the power, that you have all the authority, oh God. God, speak to us tonight, God. Cause us to be blessed, oh God. Let this be a life-changing experience in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing, God, flow through this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your power flow through this line in the name of Jesus. I humble myself before you, oh God. I submit myself to you, oh God. Use me as you desire tonight, God. Oh God, I'm a vessel before you, oh God, tonight, Lord. God, speak through me tonight, God, that your people, God, will be blessed tonight, God. God, I don't want them to hear me, God, but I want them to hear you, God. And God, and if they hear your voice tonight, Elsha, if they hear your voice tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, they will be blessed tonight, God. They will leave this line, God, different in the way that they came. And Father, we just give you the praise, God, tonight, God. We give you the glory and the honor, oh God. God, you see every situation. God, we realize to know, God, that you sit high, God, and you're still looking low. And God, there's nothing that we are going through tonight, God, that you don't have the power to deliver us out of. That we realize tonight, God, that our help, God, all glory to God, is not in the government system, oh God. Our help, oh God, is not in our financial statuses, oh God. But, oh God, we realize tonight that all our help is in you tonight, God. And, Father, tonight we give you praise, oh God. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Amen. From the word of God tonight, I want to go into the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen for his saving power. And we're going to read a few verses from the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, beginning at verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And he caused me to pass them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring upon a flesh upon you, and cover you with the skin. And I will put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord thy God. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and the whole was shaken, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet as an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole household of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves, and I will cause you to come out of your graves, and will bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and have brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I have performed it, said the Lord. I want to grab another scripture, Ezekiel 16, verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say both, Say the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, thy mother an Hittite. As far as thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supper thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swallowed at all. None I pity thee to do any of these attachments upon thee. But thou was cast out into the open field to the lotting of thy person in the days that thou was born. And when I passed by thee, O glory to God, and I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live, yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Father, bless your word and bless the hearers of your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If I'm going to leave with you a thought on tonight or minister a word to you on tonight, my subject will be tonight, God commands you to live. God commands you to live. I don't know about anybody else tonight, but despite what I'm dealing with, or despite what you may be going through with on tonight, I don't know your personal situations, but there's a man that knows all about what you're going through. And whatever it is tonight that you are faced with, he commands you to live. Amen. When we look at the word command, it is an order. It is to call things unto order. The word live means to be alive. It means having life, to continue in life, to endure or to persist. Glory to God. And as we begin to look at the word of God in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, we find the prophet Ezekiel has been taken away into a vision. Glory to God. And in this vision, he has been taken into, he's been carried away out into the spirit of the Lord. And in this vision, he sat down in the midst of a valley of dry bones. In this valley of dry bones, there was a place, glory to God, that there was no life there. Hallelujah. No life in the valley. But when we begin to look at a valley, I just want to say this for a moment. When we look at a valley from the natural, we all know that a valley is considered to be a low place. It is a low place of land that is in between a mountain or hills. But I want to say one thing to you tonight, beloved, about a valley from the natural. There is a river or a stream that flows through the valley. So many of us have found ourselves in the midst of the pandemic situation that we're going through right now. We have not ever been through a valley, but just keep on living. There's coming a day when you're going to find yourself going through the valley. Hallelujah. Many of us, if we could talk one-on-one, amen, and let everybody testify, you could testify to the fact that there's been times in your life that you have been through the valley. Sometimes, glory to God, you've got to go through the valley in order to get to the mountain. Hallelujah. You're not always going to be on the mountaintop, but there's going to be times in your life that you're going to find yourself having to go through the valley.
And the valley sometimes does not feel good, but I want you to understand that in the valley, God is trying to process you that he can take you to a place to where he wants you to be. There was a blind man, and the disciples began to ask in the book of John 9, glory to God, and they began to ask God, why is it that this man has been born blind? Is it because he's sinned? Is it not because of the fact that this man has sinned that he was born blind? He said, but I wanted to manifest my works within him. God got you in a place in the midst of this pandemic, some of us, glory to God, God has us in a certain place because he's getting ready to process us, or he's processing us to prepare us and take us to a place, to that destination, to where he wants us to be. And many times we pray the prayer like Peter prayed when he had the thorn in his flesh. He began to seek the Lord, and he asked God three times. He said, God, why don't you remove the thorn from my flesh? Hallelujah. But he told him, he said, I want you to know that my grace is sufficient for thee. And there might be somebody on this line tonight that is actually going through the valley. I don't know what your valley is tonight. Your valley might be a financial situation. The valley might be a situation or condition that's going on in your body. Your valley tonight may be a son that's in trouble. Your valley might be tonight a daughter that's going through something. But whatever your valley is tonight, I want you to know that we said in the natural, there's a river and there's a stream that flows through the valley. Glory to God. And I want you to know tonight that there's a river that's flowing through your valley tonight. And I want you to know that that river and that stream that's flowing through your valley is Jesus Christ. He is the living water. And all of you got to do that when you're going through the valley, if you just taste and see, oh, glory to God, that he is good. Hallelujah. Drink of the water. I can understand what David was saying when he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear any evil because I know who's walking with me through the valley. Oh, glory to God. Many of us are going through the valley, but we don't have to worry about, hallelujah, how we're going to get through the valley. We just got to know and trust and believe and know who's walking with us through the valley. And if he is walking with us through the valley, I don't care what you are faced with or how bad that it seems. As long as Jesus is walking with you in the valley, then there's no valley experience that you will not come out of. Tonight I came onto this line to let somebody know that no matter where you are in the valley, glory to God, then God has enough power to pull you out of the valley. God has enough power and authority to pull you out of that low place. God has enough power and authority to turn your situation around. I don't care how hopeless the situation looks or how bad the situation looks or what the doctor has declared over your life. We have a promise and a word from the Lord. And glory to God, when you have a promise and a word from the Lord, then you cannot go under. Amen. When you stand on the promises of God, hallelujah, you begin to look at this valley and begin to see these dry bones. And the question begins to come, he said, can these bones live? In other words, it was dead. It was hopeless. Hallelujah. The glory to God, some of us may have some situations to the eyes of men. Some of us may have some situations that look like things are just not going to come together. Hallelujah. The glory to God, all you got to do is open up your mouth and begin to speak the word. Hallelujah. God has given you the word within your spirit. All you've got to do is open up your mouth and speak life unto that situation. Every dead place that seems like every hopeless situation that you are dealing with seems like it's going under. But if you would just open up your mouth and command life to come, then you will see that situation begin to turn around. You will see that situation, glory to God, begin to turn around in your favor. But if you don't open up your mouth, that's why the devil don't want the people of God to open our mouth, because he knows that if we open up our mouth, hallelujah, that open mouths will have open doors. the closed mouths will have closed doors. And if you fail to open your mouth up against what you're going through, then you're going to remain in the same place. But when you begin to speak over your life and tell yourself, I'm coming out of this, tell yourself, I will be delivered, tell yourself, I'm going to be healed, tell yourself, I'm coming out of debt, tell yourself, glory to God, son is not going to be on drugs, my daughter is not going to be on the corner. You've got to use what's on the inside of you. He's giving you a power, glory to God. He said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. Hallelujah. It is up to you to what you do with the power that you have on the inside of you. The Bible says, but in this condition that he saw these dry bones, but he began to speak the word. He began to prophesy unto the bones. Hallelujah. And when he began to prophesy unto the bones, hallelujah, the dry bones began to come to order. Hallelujah. He said, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will breathe breath into you. Behold, I will cause the breath, and ye shall live. Oh, I tell you tonight, if you would just open up your mouth, you would see a situation in your life begin to change. Hallelujah. But you've got to open up your mouth, command that situation to come to order. I don't know what nobody's going through tonight. I don't know where you are tonight in life. But tonight, God sent me on this line to tell you that you're going to live through it. I don't know how bad that it is. I don't care how rough that it seems. I know that we're in a pandemic situation, and the devil don't want us to be in a place where God wants us to be. But tonight I come to tell you, beloved, that you're going to live through. You're going to live through everything that you're faced with. You're going to live through your hurt. Some of us are dealing with some hurts and pains from past times. But I want you to know that you're going to live through it because God has commanded you to live. There is no choice in the matter anymore. When God speaks it and God says it, it has to come to order, and his word shall not return unto him void. You ought to tell yourself, I shall live through this. I shall live through this. You ought to tell yourself, I feel myself coming out. I feel myself coming through. Glory to God. I feel myself walking into that new dimension. I feel myself, glory to God, getting ready to walk into that open door. I feel myself coming out of my low state, glory to God. I feel myself coming out of the valley because I know that there's a man that's walking with me in the valley. He's pulling me through. Oh, glory to God. He commands you to come forth tonight. He commands you to live on tonight. Hallelujah. He commands you to live through your circumstance. He commands you, glory to God, to come through whatever that you're going through tonight and love. To God, hallelujah, he's spoken, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And you can trust in the risen Savior. That his word is sure. His word is sure tonight. All we have tonight is a promise from the Lord. That's all we have tonight, is a word from the Lord. And I don't know about anybody else. I'm trusting. I'm trusting, hallelujah, in the promises of my God. That if he spoke it, then he's going to be God enough to bring it to pass. He's going to be God enough to fulfill it. He's going to be God enough. Hallelujah. We can't put our trust in man because, see, man is going to fail us. But every time we put our trust in the Lord, he's going to make just what he said good. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. That's why I trust him for everything. Proverbs says that trust in the Lord all of thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. But in all thy ways, if you acknowledge the Lord, he's going to direct our paths. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I know. That if you trust the Lord, oh, glory to God, he will cause you to come up and out of every situation that you're in. Everything, glory to God, that was designed, hallelujah, that was sent in your direction from the enemy to destroy you, God will turn that thing around and cause it for something good to come forth. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Ezekiel 16, the sixth chapter,
thing I love about God, the word of God says, when I passed by thee, mm-hmm. and when I saw thee polluted, many of us have been in situations. Many of us are in the valley. And because the reasons why we're in the valley have been because of the things of our own things that we found ourselves in positions. He says, but when I saw thee polluted, sometimes you need to let your mind just roll back and think about where God has brought you from. Because the Lord came into many of our lives, if we would testify to the fact that many of our lives were in a mess because we found Jesus. We were polluted in our own mess. But see, one thing I love about God, that wherever God finds you, wherever he finds you, I don't care. The song says, if he has to reach way down, many of us may be found in the dunghill. Oh, glory to God. That means the lowest place. Hallelujah, glory to God. The one thing about God, that wherever he found you, he will not leave you in that condition. Oh, hallelujah. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. He will place your feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah. Even when you have been pushed out, God will say, I will push you in. Even when they have spoken words over you and said that you would not make it, God said, when I saw you, oh, bless your name, Jesus. When I saw thee, to the eyes of man, it looked like that there was nothing to you. He said, but when I saw thee, polluted in thine own blood, when I saw thee polluted in thine own mess, he said, I spoke the word. Oh, glory to God. You're not here by chance tonight. You're not on this line just by coincidence tonight. It is because God had a set time. Oh, hallelujah. God predestined. God ordained. He sent his word tonight. He sent his word unto you, and it heals you. He said, when I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I spoke a word unto thee, and I said, live. Tonight the Lord speaks a word unto every one of you on this line tonight. You're going to live through every situation. I don't care what the devil has came and said and whispered in your ear tonight. I don't care what the doctors have spoken and have said. There might be somebody tonight that's got some conditions going on in your body that you need God to heal you of. Tonight I speak a word, and the power of God goes through this line tonight right where you are. And I command you to live through whatever you're going through tonight. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, everything that's going on tonight, oh, glory to God, we take authority over the hand of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, for everything that has come up against the people of God tonight, we speak a word, oh, God, tonight that you're going to live through it tonight. Oh, glory to God. The Lord sent me on this line to encourage you, but you know that God is here for you tonight, and he's going to pull you through. And pull you out just of the very thing that the devil has thought, hallelujah, that was going to bind you. Oh, tonight we come up against every hindering force tonight, every binding spirit tonight that has come to hold down your people tonight in the name of Jesus. And we call them forth. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We call them forth tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And we command them to live. We command them to live through it. We command them to walk out of every situation that has tried to hold them down. We command them to walk out of those bad relationships, oh God, that they may have been entangled with, God. Oh, the things that they have been dealing with, God. Somebody tonight, God, they've been dealing with some things that have separated them from God tonight. God, we command them to come out of it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now, God. We thank you for it now. He commands you to live through it tonight. He commands you to live through it tonight. God empowers you. God empowers you tonight to come through and to come out of every situation. I don't care how far down you're in, how far balance, double, how embedded you are into it. Oh, glory to God. I want you to know tonight that there's life in the valley.
Yeah.
All you got to do is tap in. That water that flows through the valley, through your valley, is a representation of life. And all he's saying to you tonight is you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about the valley because I'm walking with you in the valley. And all you've got to do is to tap into me. And if you can tap into the Lord tonight, then he's able to pull you through, through the valley. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to live and walk around in fear of what's going to happen next. Oh, glory to God. The people of God should not be living in as we think, see things that are happening around us. As God's word is being fulfilled. The saints, we have a more sure word of prophecy because we have a blessed hope. And that whatever we are faced with, you got to know that God has a way to bring us out. So tonight, I don't care what it is. Just know that you're going to live through it. Just as he went to the grave and he saw Lazarus in the grave, hallelujah, he spoke unto Lazarus. Oh, glory to God. It was a dead situation. It was a dead situation. It was hopeless. Hallelujah. And they began to tell Jesus, had you been here, our brother wouldn't have died. But when Jesus spoke, hallelujah, when he spoke and began to speak unto Lazarus, and he spoke unto Lazarus, he said, come forth. See, when the word of God speaks, everything has become subject.
Yes.
He's giving you the same power within you. To speak the word over your situation. Speak life. Speak life over your situation. You don't always have to have somebody to call you out or to prophesy to you or to speak a word to you when the word is within your mouth. Oh, glory to God. The word is within thy mouth. Even when Jeremiah, he began to speak, the Lord told him, he said, Jeremiah said, well, Lord, I'm just a young lad. He said, but the word is within their mouth. Glory to God. The word is within your mouth. And if you just begin to speak the word over every situation, over every circumstance, God will cause life to come into your situation. God will cause that thing to turn around in your favor. You ought to tell yourself tonight, I'm going to live. I choose to live. Glory to God. You ought to tell yourself that. I choose to live. No matter what the devil is trying to do to destroy you, he cannot do it because he don't know just what's on the inside of you that you're working with. Tonight the Lord commands you to live. Hallelujah. Live through it tonight. Live through your circumstance. Live through your heartache. Live through your pain. As I said earlier, sometimes God puts us in these positions just so that he can bring the glory out of your life. And sometimes you question God and asking God about bringing us out of situations. But many times he wants to bring forth a testimony out of that so that it can be shown to others. Hallelujah. So his glory can be displayed so that the people will know that he's still God. So that the people will know that he's yet still in control. So tonight you might be going through. Just know that God is trying to process you to carry you to that destination to where he wants you to be. But tonight he encourages you, you're going to live through it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you tonight, Father. We give you praise. God, we give you glory tonight. God, we give you honor tonight. We appreciate you for your word tonight. We appreciate you for your people of God. That has came on this line to hear what you would say tonight. Father God, you know every situation. You know every problem, God. You know everyone's situation on this line tonight. We lift up every situation unto you tonight because we realize and to know that you have the power. God, for every hopeless situation, God, that has come up tonight upon this line, tonight, Father God, we know that you have the power, and we lift it up to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise. Seal this word in the hearts and the minds of your people of God tonight. in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, for somebody tonight that is in the valley,
yes.
maybe in the valley of decision, maybe in the valley of financial difficulty,
yes.
or the valley of healing tonight, touch right now.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. We bind up every sickness.
Yes, Jesus.
Every sickness. So we're realizing to know, God, that God, sickness,
yes.
you did not design to dwell in the bodies
yes,
of your people.
Yes,
and tonight we come up against every sickness.
Yes, Jesus.
Every cancer, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Name
oh
of Jesus.
God, we take authority over it right now. In the name of Jesus,
name
even
of
to the root of the cancer tonight.
Yes.
Oh God, we pull it up by the authority and the power of the Holy
Ghost.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh God, we speak even unto the heart. God, for those with heart conditions open tonight, God.
Jesus.
We speak, God, to let your healing, your virtue
yes.
flow through this line tonight. Touch that heart and
yes.
cause
yes.
that blood to flow through that heart. In the name of Jesus. To those kidneys, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We call them to work in order
yes.
in the name of Jesus. To those joints and to those ligaments, oh God. Oh God, to every part of the body, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we call it to order in the name of Jesus. We speak unto that body tonight. We command it, oh God, to come to order. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. We bind your will tonight. In the name of Jesus, loose your hold upon the people of God. In the name of Jesus, God, set them free, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, do it for your glory tonight and your honor. Touch the minds of your people tonight. Touch the minds for somebody that's battling tonight, even in their minds, oh God. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
For somebody tonight that is battling in their minds tonight, God. Touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring peace to their minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bring peace to that heart tonight. In the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We praise you, oh God. Oh God, you said you sent your word, oh God, and it healed us. It healed and delivered us, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for your word tonight that you have sent, God, to heal your people upon this line tonight. And God, we thank you, oh God. God, we give you praise, God. God, we give you glory. And it's by the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name above every name. We bless your name above every name tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Send out all to tell the Lord thank you tonight. Tell the Lord thank you. He deserves the praise tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We yield the floor back into the evangelist, Annette Bradley.
Amen. 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 Tonight, glory to God. Amen. Tonight, people of God. Amen. Jesus, blessing the Lord on tonight for this word. Amen. Blessing the Lord tonight for this word. God commands you. Amen. He commands me. Glory be to God. He commands us to live. Amen. Glory to God. And I just give God thanks for his word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Even as the man of God was declaring, glory to God, he began to say how we must open up our mouth. Amen. Glory to God. The enemy don't want us. Glory to God. He don't want us to open up our mouths. Amen. Because we realize that when we speak the word, glory to God, when we declare, amen, Jesus, because Christ is in us. Glory be to God. When we speak the word, amen, glory to God, heaven will move on our behalf. Amen. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. I thank him on tonight. It challenges us tonight, people of God, again, because the enemy don't want us to open up our mouths. He don't want us to declare it. He don't want us to say it. Amen. And as the man of God said, amen, you don't always have to be called out. You don't always have to be called up, glory be to God. But when you open your mouth, amen, we have got to realize the power that rests within us, amen. As the man of God said, we must trust the Lord. We must trust the Lord. And if we trust the Lord, and if we know that he's in us, amen, Jesus, then when we speak, glory be to God, we got to see it It's God speaking. Amen. That's why the enemy got to back up. That's why the enemy got to get off. Amen. That's why the enemy got to get out. Glory be to God. That's why the enemy got to loose his hold. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the sons of God, the sons of God, the sons of God, amen, begin to speak and to declare. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we just going to open up the line on tonight. Glory to God. I don't know if you had any, glory to God, petitions on tonight. Amen. But the man of God says, glory to God, the word is within thee. The word is in your mouth. Amen. It's in your mouth on tonight. It's in your mouth. It's in your mouth. This word is empowering. It's empowering, people of God. It's empowering to you. Glory be to God, to know, amen, that Christ is in you. So tonight, glory be to God, we're going to open up the line, and we want you to open up your mouth. Listen, if there are any petitions, amen, that you had, turn those petitions around. Amen. Declare, speak it. Speak life unto it. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever that situation was, amen. Glory to God. We want you to speak life into it on tonight. We want you to open up your mouth. Amen, Jesus, and begin to declare. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you know what you have need of. Amen. Glory to God. But the man of God says to us tonight that the Lord commands you to live. Amen. And if he commands you to live, he commands you to speak. He commands you to declare on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And we're going to open up the line on tonight. And we just want you to just open up your mouth on tonight. Amen. And just declare. Amen. Declare. Speak life. Speak life. Speak. Amen. God has given us the power to call those things that be not as though they were. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to call, glory to God, if you're sick, you got to say I'm healed. Glory to God, if you know someone that's sick, glory to God, declare that they are healed already. Glory be to God, facing financial situations, amen, glory to God, you got to declare, I have more than enough. Amen, I'm walking in the abundance of God. I got, glory be to God, amen. You got to turn that situation around, and you can turn it around. Amen. When you speak to it on tonight, that's what God has come unto us on tonight. Glory be to God, so that we will know, amen, that he's for us. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to open up the lines on tonight, people of God, and we want you to begin to speak. Amen. Just begin to declare.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Amen. All participants are unmuted.
Amen. Glory to God. We want you to come on and open up your mouth on tonight. Glory to God. And just begin to give God a praise. Amen. Just begin to declare on
tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your name, Jesus. I pray for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blood of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Jesus. What you have, what you are, what you will do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 Please, Jesus, in most righteous name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In your most righteous name, Father. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Heal, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Deliver, Jesus. Heal, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, in your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Glory to you, Glory to you, Glory to you, Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, Jesus, in your most righteous name. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I'm not going without you, but you have everything, Jesus. I can do anything. Anything, Jesus. I let your will be done, Jesus. Please, Jesus, your most righteous name. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God on tonight for this word. Glory to God. Such a sweet word on tonight. Glory be to God. Just rolled it right on down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For the command of the Lord, people of God, that we live for the command of the Lord. Glory to God that we don't have to stay in a dry situation or a dead situation. Glory to God, but the Lord has commanded us to live. Amen. Glory to God. So it doesn't matter what it looked like. Glory be to God. You can speak. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy silence you, amen, anymore. Don't let him cause you to shut your mouth. Don't let him cause you to close your mouth, amen, for the situation, amen. Closing your mouth because the mountain looks too high. Glory be to God. But you can speak. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has commanded us. Amen. Glory be to God to open up our mouths. Amen. Glory to God. We got to open up our mouths. Amen. And I tell you, I just bless the Lord on tonight. I bless him for this word. Glory to God. I bless him for the messenger on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, the man of God. I bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, because I'm telling you, people of God, amen, truly, amen, the Lord is with us. He has truly come to encourage us on tonight. What an encouraging word on tonight. Glory be to God. Telling you, people of God, that you, amen, you, glory to God, you speak the word. Amen, Jesus. It's in you. Glory to God. The word, amen, it's in you. Glory be to God. And if you speak it, if you declare it, amen, the Lord will perform it. Glory to God. Again, I say unto you, don't let the enemy take your voice away. Amen. But speak it, people of God. Just begin to speak it. Amen. Glory to God. This week. Glory to God. All this week. Glory to God. Just speak it. Amen. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and speak it. Whatever the situation is, open up your mouth and speak it, people of God. Amen. This week. Amen. Just do it this week. Amen. Glory to God. We put the appeal out there before you on tonight. Glory to God. Just speak it. Amen. And let's watch God perform it. Glory to God. For this whole week, glory to God, just speak it. Believe God. Amen. Believe God and speak the word. Amen, Jesus. And let us watch God turn these situations around. Amen. He told Ezekiel to speak it, did he not? Amen. He told Ezekiel, you prophesy. Glory to God. You know these bones can live. You prophesy. Amen, Jesus. You believe your situation can turn around. You prophesy. Ha! Glory to God. You believe God can do exceedingly abundantly above all. Amen. You prophesy. Amen, Jesus. If you believe it, you're going to open up your mouth and you're going to prophesy this week. If you believe the word of the Lord, amen. If you believe the word of the Lord unto us on tonight, glory to God, you're going to open up your mouth and you're going to prophesy. And I just do believe, I declare, amen, we're going to see God move in mighty ways in this week. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank him on tonight. Amen. Just speak it, people of God. Just listen. Speak it. Speak it. Put it in the atmosphere. Just speak it. Glory to God. You don't need a microphone. You don't need a bullhorn. Glory be to God. Just open up your mouth and speak. Just speak it. Speak it into the atmosphere. Glory be to God. I'm encouraged. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged by this word on tonight. I'm so very encouraged. Amen. Glory to God for all that the Lord has said, all that he has done. Amen. I bless God. Amen. For our speaker on tonight. Amen. Evangelist Lowe. Amen. Jesus, such a humble man of God. Amen. And he gave us a piece. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that song at the beginning? He gave us a little piece. Amen. He blessed us. Amen. In song. Amen. So we pray we can get him back on. Amen. Sometime soon. Soon and very soon. Amen. We're gonna cut our intro short. Amen. So he can bless us, as they say, real good. Amen. Glory to God. So people of God, listen, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. To our many listeners that are listening via radio, we want to let you know that you can get a copy as well, absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. You can text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. If you would like to get a copy of this broadcast, we'll send it directly to your phone. Amen. If you don't have WhatsApp, amen, you can just text us either way and we'll get it to you. Amen. Glory to God as well. You can text on tonight 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, that number is 912-257-3918. Amen. You can get a copy. You can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Again, it's absolutely free. What a word, what a word, what a word. Amen. We pray that you'll get it. We pray that you'll get your copy. And listen, people of God, when you get a copy, we're going to send it to you as a link, as an MP3. And all you have to do is click on it and listen. You can listen to it anytime. You can save it to your phone. Or you can just leave it, amen, glory to God, in your notes, and you can go and listen. But listen, when you get your copy, we ask that you please, ma'am, please, sir, send it to somebody else. Send it to somebody else, that somebody else can get a copy, amen, so that they can be blessed, amen, So if you would, send it out to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would do that, amen, we will, as we stated, get that copy to you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you so much. Again, we want to thank God for all of our international listeners. We thank God for you. Amen. Wherever you're listening from, amen, Jesus, we already called out, amen, several countries, amen. We're in 34 countries now, amen. 34 countries worldwide, amen. And we want to touch the globe with the Prayer News Network, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you on tonight, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight, amen. We pray a special blessing. We pray a special blessing for our speaker on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we ask you on tonight that you would bless your man servant, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to cause your hand to rest upon him in the precious name of Jesus, for you know his very heart's desire. We're asking that you move favorably for him even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to bless him on his job. Father, bless him, oh God, as only you can. We're asking you on tonight. We're opening up our mouths on tonight, and we're asking you tonight to bless him, to elevate him now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless him, shower him, glory be to God, as only you can do in the name of Jesus, that others will marvel and know that of a surety you are with him. Father, bless his ministry on tonight. We're thanking you for opening doors for him, glory to God. We're thanking you for causing your light to shine upon him and upon his family and upon his children in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. Cause him to move forth, oh God, to walk in a wealthy place on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for blessing his family. Thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for all that you've done. Father, we bless you. We thank you now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that you would cover him, that you would shield him. Bless his going out and is coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we ask you even now to strengthen him. Strengthen him, oh God, in all of his endeavors. Strengthen him, cause wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to rest upon his head. And Father, for this, we thank you. We thank you for favor. Thank you for favor upon your manservant. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for this word. Glory be to God. Father, now we're asking you to seal this word, glory to God. Seal this word again, oh God, in our hearts. Seal it in our hearts, oh God. Seal this anointing, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We bless you now. We're asking, oh God, that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. And for this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. Precious, precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, thank God for each and every one of you on tonight again. Amen. Come on and get your copy. Get your copy of this broadcast on tonight. Listen to it and be blessed. Listen to it and be fed. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't forget, you can also listen. Amen. Because we broadcast live on our Prayer News Network page. Amen. So you can also go out to our Prayer News Network page, listen to the broadcast. You can share it, amen, via Messenger, or you can just share it on a friend's page or share it in a group, amen. Glory to God. We're so blessed, amen, that we were able to get our logo, to get our logo out on our messages now so that when people get it, amen, they see this vibrant logo, amen, in the spirit of excellence. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for it on tonight. So again, people of God, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen. We just thank God for you, people of God. And we want to invite you back. We want to invite you back. We want you to come back. Amen. Come and be with us. Amen. Come and be with us on tomorrow night. Come and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen. Come on out and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen. We just believe that the Lord has a blessing for you. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Jesus, listen, people, God, on behalf of myself, amen, glory be to God, and the PNN advisors, we say God bless you tonight. Amen. Don't stop speaking. Don't stop declaring. Amen. Glory to God. But you declare the word. Amen. And it shall be done. The Lord has commanded the blessings. Amen. And we give him thanks and we give him praise. God bless you tonight, people of God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.